Ma nishtano halayla hazeh mikol halelos. Why is this night different from all other nights?
Pesach, Passover, Zman Cheruteinu, the time of our freedom, brings to mind so many disparate memories, feelings, and emotions. Looking back on a long life of Passover observances, there are two feelings that seem to dominate all others. First is tension and fatigue, followed by warmth and satisfaction. Hello and welcome to this program about Passover brought to you by the Hillel Foundation of Gainesville and Classic 89. I'm Howard Rothman, your host for this evening's Songs and Tales of Passover. Passover generates lots of tension in the members of a traditional Jewish home because no other holiday in the Jewish calendar requires more advanced work than does Pesach. The dietary restrictions for this holiday are much more stringent than the normal kosher dietary laws. For example, as a kosher Jew, I can own a non-kosher meat such as pork that would feed to my dog. But on Passover, I cannot own anything that can be considered chametz. Something is considered chametz if it can be affected by the leavening process which causes fermentation or rising. Forbidden items are those that contain wheat, hops, rye, barley, oats, or spelt, and by rabbinical extension, such things as peas, beans, lentils, and peanuts. Even non-food items like perfumes, nail polish, face creams, if they contain grain alcohol, are forbidden. Cleaning the house for Passover is a formidable task, especially if one also thinks of the cleansing as a cleaning of ourselves, of our defects, so that we can become cleaner spiritually. Households often start cleaning for Passover a month before the holiday begins. As the holiday approaches, the kitchen has to be cleaned, and yet, room must be left so that normal eating can continue, even as one prepares for the holy day to begin. Because Passover is a festival of freedom, a festival commemorating the birth of Judaism and the Jewish people as a nation, it is customary to use the finest dishes and utensils for the holiday. Pots, pans, dishes, utensils, glassware used during the year are put away, and special ones for Passover are used to replace them. Finally, all of one's chametz possessions have to be sold and repurchased from the buyer at the conclusion of the 8 days of Passover. Warmth and satisfaction will replace the tenseness and fatigue as one finally gets ready to sit down at the Seder table, surrounded by family, friends, and even the stranger or two, because we were once strangers in the land of Egypt. Passover centers around the family and the home and serves as an important element in Jewish continuity and tradition. The Seder is not a meal, it is a service interrupted by a meal. The word itself means order, and the Haggadah, first compiled in the 7th and 8th centuries, is the guide to that order. The word Haggadah comes from the Hebrew word lahagid, to recite, to tell. And the heart of the Seder is to recite the story of the Passover, to teach it to one's children and for each one of us in our separate generations, to try to experience for him and herself the freeing and the fleeing from Egypt. The Haggadah is meant to provoke us to study, to discuss, and to argue about the significance of this holy day in the historical sense and its value for today and for the future. Much attention centers around the need to drink 4 cups of wine and to discuss 4 different types of children. The importance of the number 4 derives from the 4 expressions used in the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 6, by God when he says, I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And finally, I will take you to me for a people. The emphasis is very clear. God did these things for us, not a ministering angel, not a fiery angel, not a messenger, but himself, the Holy and Eternal One, blessed be he. So on the Seder night, we sit at the table and learn these things, discuss these things, and sing about these things. Stories from Talmudic literature are found in the Haggadah, stories about those sages who were involved in plotting rebellion against Rome, songs and prayers in praise of God, and songs with which to entertain the children, or with which the children can entertain the adults. Jews have lived and established themselves in all parts of the world during the past 2,500 years, and they have assimilated the dialects, the languages, and the melodies of the cultures in which they lived. Therefore, the story of Passover is told and sung in different dialects and melodies according to one's tradition. We'll start tonight's program with three songs. The first, presented in the Sephardic tradition, the tradition of Jews from the Middle East, North Africa, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and some areas of the Balkans. The song is Kadesh Urechatz, which lists the order, the Seder of things to come, beginning with Kadesh, blessing, and ending with Nirtzah, pleasing God by completing the Seder. We'll hear Yehoram Gaon singing. The second and third songs are presented in a modern, upbeat version by a South African who leads and is a soloist with the Johannesburg Male Jewish Choir. Both of these two songs are from the Haggadah and emphasize two of the most important themes of the Passover holy days. Bechol Dor Vador, in each and every generation, it is one's duty to regard himself as though he personally had gone out of Egypt. And then, Vayotzienu, and God took us out from Egypt, not through an angel, not through a seraph, not through a messenger, but the Holy One, blessed is He, in His glory, Himself. Oshi Tugendhat from Johannesburg sings.
Shurechatz ekare pase yachatz magid erachetza motzi matza maharor ekorech shulechan eorech tzafu Baruch Hallel Nirtzah Kadesh Urechatz Ekar Pas Yachatz Magid Erachetzah Motzi Matzah Trying, keilu,
keilu 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 yata mi mitrayim keilu 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 yata mi mitrayim keilu 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 yata mi mitrayim keilu 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 yata mi mitrayim.
Just heard Yehoram Gaon singing The Order of the Seder, and then Oshi Tugendhat singing Bechol Dor Vador, In Each and Every Generation, and Vayotzienu, and God Took Us Out. During the Seder is important for all Jews to know that once we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and to understand the implications of that servitude. It is also important to understand the significance of matzah. First, we'll hear Avadim Hayinu. We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord our God took us out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Following this, we'll hear Halachma Anya. This is the poor bread, sometimes translated as the bread of our affliction. It refers to matzah in general, and to the broken matzah, indicating a poor person may not even have a whole piece of matzah to eat. The words are in Aramaic, the lingua franca of the Jews when exiled to Babylon after the destruction of the first temple in 586 BCE. This is the poor bread that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Whoever is hungry, let him come and eat. Whoever is needy, let him come and celebrate the Passover. This year we are here. Next year, may we be in the land of Israel. This year we are slaves. Next year, may we be free men. Oshi Tugendhat sings.
Yeah.
yachalu av hatana yachalu av hatana be'arad mitzrayim halach mania yachalu av hatana yachalu av hatana be'arad mitzrayim kol divin yeteve yechol kol divin yeteve yifsach Kol Dichin Yeteh Ve'yechol Kol Dichin Yeteh Ve'yivsach Hashat Ha'achar L'shana Haba Be'yarad Yisrael Hashat Avdei L'shana Haba
Just heard Oshi Tugendhat singing Avadim Hayinu and Halachma Anya. During Passover, it is customary to sing songs of praise to God, both at the Seder and in the synagogue. One part of the prayer service full of song is the Hallel, or praise service. First, we'll hear B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, when Israel went out of Egypt, a song that praises God for raising up the needy and destitute. The children of Israel were thus elevated from bondage when they left Egypt. When Israel went out of Egypt to become a free nation, Jacob's household from a people of strange speech, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea saw and fled, referring to the Red Sea, and Jordan turned backwards. The mountains skipped like rams, and the hills like young lambs, and so on. We'll hear another prayer, the one called Tal, or Dew. Passover occurs in the spring, the season of gentle dew and the rejuvenation of nature, a time which coincides with the birth and blossoming of the Jewish nation. Do give it to favor your land. Make us blessed in your pleasure. With abundant grain and wine, strengthen us. Establish your beloved city, referring to Jerusalem, containing your delight, referring to the holy temple, with dew. Do bless our sustenance with it. Let no ill befall our flocks. Bestow favor on the people whom you led like sheep, with dew. Both songs are sung by Richard Tucker.
Oh! berocha, berocha b'dietzecha. Rav Dolgai, b'sirosh, Rav Dolgai, b'sirosh, b'yaw avritecha. Tal bote vorech mozam, tal bal, tal tal tal. Son.
Just heard Richard Tucker singing B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim and Tal. After the conclusion of the formal part of the Seder, it is customary to sing songs. The children have to be stimulated to stay awake and to participate. We'll hear two songs to finish this program. First, Ki Lo Na'eh, Ki Lo Ya'eh. To him it is fitting, to him it is due. First in majesty, glorious indeed, his faithful sing to him. Yours alone, O God, is the world's sovereignty. To him it is fitting, to him it is due. And then we'll hear, Uvechein b'chatzi halayla, and it came to pass at midnight. Bring near the day which is neither day or night, Most High. Make known that you are day and night. Appoint guards for your city all the day and the night. Brighten like the light of day the darkness of night. It came to pass at midnight, the actual hour of the Exodus. Oshi Tugendhat will sing.
La
We've just heard Oshi Tugendhat singing Ki Lo Na'eh, Ki Lo Ya'eh, and Karev Yom from And It Came to Pass at Midnight, some of the traditional songs that conclude the Seder. This is Howard Rothman, hoping you've enjoyed this program. I'd like to thank Dora Geld Friedman for reading the story Elijah the Slave, and the staff of Classic 89 for producing this program. You've been listening to Songs and Stories of Passover on WUFT-FM, Classic 89 in Gainesville, Florida.